The Crossroads of Divorce Community is a community of people who are or have experienced the pain of divorce. The journey that each person travels is a unique journey, while many of the feelings and emotions are shared. Each person's journey is important. In today's episode, we sit down and visit with the Fresh Start Divorce Recovery alumni to hear their story of pain and growth. I'm Priscilla.
And I'm Joey. And from Circle O Productions, this is Crossroads of Divorce. Today, we're joined by our friend James. We met James this fall. He enrolled and attended the Fresh Start Divorce Recovery class that we had for the fall. James, welcome today. Glad you're here and willing to share your story.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hopefully this won't be too painful.
Not at all.
I don't think so. But James, I really appreciate you, your willingness to come and share your story. Talk to us and kind of tell us about your experience. It's really been fun to get to know you this fall, spend a little bit of time together talking, even after our group ended, to just hear your growth and the things that have gone on in your life. But let's back up, if you don't mind. You're a guy from Pittsburgh, right?
I am.
And so that's home. But tell us a little bit about your background. Like who is James?
Well, I am a Pittsburgh boy. All right.
Walking in today with a Steelers cap on. Just
black and
steel
gold.
Steel curtain.
Yes.
There you go.
Black and gold going through my veins. But originally from Pittsburgh and moved to South Florida for work and spent, well, I'd say almost 25 years in South Florida.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And then after the divorce, decided to get a fresh start and move to Memphis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Out of all places in the world.
Is that because your office had an office in Memphis?
Yes. Yeah. My firm has many offices across the country.
Yeah.
And Memphis is one large one. Mm-hmm. LA is another, and South Florida is another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I chose Memphis.
And we're glad you did.
Yeah.
I'm happy too. Yeah. I love it here.
That's great. Well, I appreciate you taking the time this fall to join us for the class and what we do. Your divorce, you don't have any children, correct?
No children.
Right. Mm-hmm. But was married for how long?
Married 20 years.
Yeah. So long-term marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Both of y'all professionals. And so talk to us a little bit about marriage, married life. What was that like?
Well, when I got out of college, mm-hmm. I was in a relationship when I was in college. When I got out of college, our relationship ended. And I decided at that point, I'm going to focus my time on building my career and, you know, getting my life started. So I was pretty young. I was a young guy.
Yeah.
And I went back to Pittsburgh and started my career. And through some mutual friends, you know, I ended up meeting my wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't looking for it. It wasn't something that I was like, oh, I got to find somebody. It just kind of happened.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And we spent several years together, you know, figuring each other out and having fun.
Yeah.
Dating.
Right.
You know? And we decided to move in.
Yeah.
See what it would be like to live together,
mm-hmm.
before we decided on anything else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And we lived together for, I'd say, about a year. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then my job said, hey, we want you to move to South Florida. We have a great opportunity for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still in Pittsburgh at this point.
I was still in Pittsburgh at yeah. this point. Correct. And at that point, you know, we were at a point where she was my girlfriend, and she said, I am not going to move to South Florida unless we get married.
Yeah.
Right.
And it wasn't really something that I was thinking about. I wasn't really thinking that, we should get married, sure. But this, at that point, I had to sit down and I had to think, okay, I wasn't really thinking about this. I thought we would just move and
continue like we are.
And continue like we are. And eventually we'd maybe get to that point where we would get married.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to move until it was official.
Yeah. Right.
And, looking back, I'm thinking to myself, maybe my hand was forced a little bit there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I did something I didn't want to do at that point.
Right.
But I, I spoke to my family, spoke to my friends, and they all knew her.
Yeah.
And said, absolutely, do this. She's good for you. You're good for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Things are, you're happy together. You're living together. You don't have issues living together. That's huge. Okay.
Right.
So, yeah, do it. And so we did. And we moved to South Florida. And, it was great. I mean, we both enjoyed a lot of the same things, going to Disney, going to Universal, taking trips. We traveled around the around different countries.
Yeah,
we did a lot of things together, and we enjoyed. And
at the same time, I'm assuming she's developing her career.
Yes.
So y'all,
and we both are.
You're both developing your careers, and you're able to do that in in South Central Florida. Where y'all were located?
Well, yeah, we were in where we lived in South Florida. South it was Florida. Closer to Fort Lauderdale and that area.
Yeah,
and and during that time, we are developing our careers, moving in those directions, and getting and moving up in our respective companies.
Yeah,
and over the years, it seemed like priorities changed. We ended up, we would spend less time together. We'd spend more time at work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More time focusing there. Other things came up, with family. My father was sick with cancer. Mm. And, I spent time away, spending time with him. And, other people in my family were ill, and I'd spend time with them and spend time at work. And likewise with her, she was spending a lot of time traveling. And slowly, it wasn't something that happened overnight. Mm-hmm. It was slowly over the years, we just spent less time together.
Right. Kind of going your own separate ways.
Yeah. And then,
so you don't even, it's one of those, what is it? The frog in the boiling pot. The water's warming up, but you don't really realize it. It's just, you're working, she's working, life's happening because things like sickness comes in family and different things that you're not anticipating, haven't planned for, but it also takes up a lot of time and energy and focus. And so you get to where, what you were focused on maybe early on has changed.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
The priorities changed. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't so much of us together spending time, but it was so much that, okay, this is, first I have to take care of my job and I have to take care of this. I have to take care of this. And then if there's enough time, then, I'll spend time with you.
Right.
And, I didn't realize that. It just kind of slowly
happened.
Progressed.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
To that point. And it came to the point where, she traveled, she was traveling quite a bit and, she was spending more time with a coworker, and then eventually she came to me and asked for a divorce.
Oh wow! Yeah,
which catches you completely off guard, correct? because you're kind of working, and you realize, I'm assuming that maybe you realize that priorities had changed some, but not to the degree of this, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I knew that we weren't spending as much time together as we did in the past.
Sure.
And that things were different, mm-hmm. okay? We weren't communicating like we did in the past.
Mm-hmm. But you're so busy doing the other things that it's kind of hard to, I guess, focus on those things and call attention to them. Mm. You're kind of sort of aware of them, but it's not bothersome enough that either one of you are talking about it with each other.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was always this thing where, you know, she would be coming in and I would be going out, right? And vice yeah. versa. And so we didn't have that opportunity to really sit down and have the type of conversations that we had in the past. Mm-hmm. And then when we did, near the end, closer to the end, when we tried to, it was always awkward. And what I mean by that is, you know, she would become angry with things and questions that I might ask.
Yeah, she was just uncomfortable right. and didn't want to discuss it. And her being angry probably made it hard for you to be like, oh, I don't want to get involved in that again.
Yeah. So. And then sometimes when I tried to start a conversation, it was, I don't have time for this right now. Mm-hmm. Let's do this another time.
Yeah.
And so there was never really a time, right?
Yeah.
And that kind of, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And I wasn't happy about that. Okay, but you know, I kept trying, and but every time I tried, it was just more, a little bit, more anger,
right?
So eventually, near the end, I just stopped because it just didn't feel like hearing mm-hmm. the anger and the upset.
Sure.
Right. And then came that night where she told me that she wanted a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And now here I am.
Which we're glad you're here, not for the divorce.
Right.
But we're glad for getting to know you and your friendship. Couple of things that just from talking with you, one thing that strikes me, and we talk about in our group some, is what I've heard people refer to as confirmation bias. And that's my understanding of it is that you and I are in a friendship and we've gotten crossways. Something's, gotten crossways. And so there are two parties. Well, me as one of the parties, I've kind of decided like maybe I'm not interested in being your friend anymore. You, on the other hand, are like, I want to work through this. We're friends and let's work through mm-hmm. the problem we have. And so as we talk and as we interact, the problem is that you have one agenda and kind of a goal and I have a separate one. Because I'm kind of checked out of the relationship. I'm like, no, I'm done with James. I'm not going to be friends with him anymore. He's done me wrong or whatever. And so therefore, that confirmation bias, I think, kind of comes in because then it's kind of everything you do starts confirming why I'm getting out of the relationship. James, you're always trying to pressure me into solving these problems or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? But I think also for someone like yourself that was, I'm going to use the word unsuspecting, that divorce was coming. Like, you were kind of blindsided by it, I think, if that, maybe I'm characterizing that. Hopefully I'm characterizing that correctly, but you're kind of blindsided by it. And so it totally catches you off guard, mm-hmm. and you're not really prepared. So you're kind of the one left in emotional chaos because what am I going to do? While the other person has had a different agenda and
has prepared
kind
themselves
of has prepared it. Themselves, kind of got life planned out probably. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And is that true? Like, is that kind of your experience?
Yeah, I think so. You know, when I knew that there was something wrong, okay, over those last several years, I knew there was something wrong. And I think with the type of person that I am and the job that I have, the job that I have is I look for things that are wrong and then I provide solutions and,
right.
and ideas on how to improve yeah. them and yeah. make them better.
Okay? You're a professional problem solver.
Yeah. So, I was trying to do that. And what made me upset probably more than anything was that, I tried to identify some mm-hmm. of these things that were, not working, that were, that needed to be improved. Mm-hmm. And, I tried to begin that conversation, part of it was her not wanting to engage into that conversation. And I think part of it was me with the way maybe I was presenting it. Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe I didn't present it in the right way.
Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, so that I spent time thinking about, what could I have done better, right?
Sure.
From that regard. And the other thing that made me upset was, I spent 20 years with this person,
mm-hmm.
and she, I felt disrespected. I felt disrespected because, she didn't come to me and tell me, listen, I have somebody else.
Uh-huh.
They provide the support that I need, mm-hmm. The comfort that I need. They provide the type of communication, the conversation that I need mm-hmm. in my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not getting that. Right?
Yeah.
I think if that would have happened, I would have, I would have felt a little bit better.
Mm.
Right.
Okay. But after 20 years, I didn't even get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got...
Bye.
You know what? This isn't working.
Right.
I want a divorce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No explanation.
Right? Good luck to you.
Right. Yeah.
And, so that upset me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I spent several months with, feeling anger about that.
Right.
Right.
I don't know if that was right or wrong, but... I do know that, I was angry about that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, when I came to Memphis and I saw the Fresh Start group.
Yes.
Came. And it helped me to change my whole picture around that.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I focused more on me.
Yeah.
Right.
And, what I need to do to make myself better.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because you can't change someone else. You can't. Go back and fix the way that someone else approached a problem or, told you something. But you can work on how you felt about it and grow from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And spending time with the group has really helped me to really let that anger go. Just let it go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But back to your point of feeling disrespected, that really came, one, you had this long-term relationship. So just by investment of time, I'm assuming you probably would have appreciated more of an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
But then secondly, there was just no, it was just like, I'm out of here versus... any kind of corrective action or anything else. I mean, it was just like I said a minute ago, you're kind of blindsided by it. And you knew things weren't perfect, but not to the point of, you know, I'm divorcing you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yes. You know, I knew things weren't the way that mm-hmm. we wanted them.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that we could, if we spent time together talking about it, working in it, maybe even going and seeing somebody, right. sitting down with somebody,
right.
Right.
a third party,
right.
and talking about it, that we could make it better.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know, yeah.
you know, she wasn't interested.
Yeah. yeah, she'd already checked out and moved on.
Right. And that's what yeah. we say, you know, somebody checked out. But the reality of that is what we were saying a minute ago, is that one person has already determined, y'all are a couple, you've been this way for 20 years, you've moved together. So there's this oneness, and yet a half of the oneness has made a decision, unbeknownst to you, of the direction they're going in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to greatly impact you. And so we often, we'll say, you know, they checked out, but boy, it's got so many layers to that, because there's a lot of investment by you. And then that other person's walking in, and in a matter, you knew life wasn't perfect, but in a matter of minutes, your life kind of got turned upside down and was, I would think, pretty emotionally chaotic. If not, it could be physically chaotic as well, you know, a different place to live and
mm-hmm.
a lot of different things. But that I think a lot of people get hit with that, and it's, you know, it's just not something they expect. And it's like, it's just getting blown over. And it sounds like that was a lot of what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, as we wrap up this episode, anything as you look back, and you talk about your career and you talk about how life just comes at you and you're doing different things and then priorities end up changing. And so if you look back just as a word of wisdom to someone that maybe mm-hmm. hasn't been through this, or maybe is somewhere in the middle of this life and marriage, and what do you have any thoughts or as you look back, gosh, I wish I would have done this, or I would have kept this more of a priority, or mm-hmm. any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think what I would recommend is, you know, find time to communicate,
mm-hmm.
find time to have those conversations that you need
yeah.
to have.
Right.
And don't make excuses why not to have them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, go ahead and do that. And I think also is, you know, be mindful of, you know, the words that you're using and mm-hmm. how you're presenting that too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I know that when I would try to communicate, have a conversation,
mm-hmm.
looking back, I think that maybe, you know, the way I tried to present it or the
yeah.
way that I tried to communicate it wasn't the best.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know what? It could have pushed her away a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It made her uncomfortable.
Yeah, made her more
really
defensive.
To talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And that could have led to, you know, well, you know, I don't have time,
mm-hmm.
right? Because
right.
you know, she would remember, oh, I'm going to have that conversation again, and he's going to make me feel uncomfortable.
Yep.
Right.
So I just don't have time for this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think those things, you know, keeping those things in mind, you know, make the time to communicate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, those are great insights. I appreciate your vulnerability in sharing all this. And I also admire, and you've said it numerous times during this, how you have really turned the focus on yourself, and you have really changed in this whole process. You've learned a lot about yourself. You've been courageous enough to, like you just did, kind of admit I probably didn't handle things the best way. I probably didn't communicate the best way. And those are hard things to look at ourselves and to self-critique, or to even hear from good friends that give us hard feedback. But yet you've done that and you've taken it in. And because of that, I've seen you become really a different person in a lot of ways. And I think that's a ton of growth. So I admire the growth and the courage it's taken for you to get there.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Subscribe and follow our podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And follow us on Instagram @Crossroads of Divorce.